Well, currently the largest international force fighting in Syria is the US-led coalition, which also includes the UK, France, Saudi Arabia, and many other countries, all backing the rebels. But recent developments point to the possible rise of a new coalition in support of the government forces. Russia and Iran are already on board. It could also now include China. We spoke to Michael Malouf, a former Pentagon official. He thinks new players in the region are tipping the balance of influence.
China has always had a presence in throughout the Middle East. You see it in Lebanon a great deal, but they're very quiet about it. They're very subtle. They have been providing military assistance and training to the Syrian army. They're going to increase that now. I think that what this represents is something a little more subtle that you're not hearing much about, and that is that China and Russia are permanent members of what's called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Iran wants to become a member, and the SCO has really become, while it was economic in nature originally, it has become more of a counterterrorism. All these countries are pivoting more eastward, and that appears to be where they're heading, and to assert that influence in the Middle East, it has basically filled the vacuum left by the political void of the United States' lessening influence.